The United Nations is predicting food shortages in Zimbabwe this year because of government policies that allowed war veterans to take over hundreds of white-owned farms, crippling their production. In a report published Friday, the UN Food and Agricultural Organization foresees a nearly one-quarter drop in Zimbabwe's cereal production from last year. This includes a plunge of more than 50% in corn yields. The report says Zimbabwe will probably need to import more than 500,000 tons of cereals this year, but has only the hard currency to purchase about one-fifth that amount. The FAO study says the urban poor and low-income residents of southern and eastern Zimbabwe are most vulnerable to food shortages. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe has described the seizures of farms as a justified protest against the ownership by whites of about a third of the country's productive land. The government wants to expropriate white-owned land without compensation and redistribute it to landless blacks.